Dear God, I thank you. When I hear a baby laugh, I am reminded of your goodness. When I hug my parents after months away, I am reminded of your faithfulness. When I drink coffee after a run on a Monday morning with my best friend, I am reminded of your abundance. When I held my dad's hands as he lay in a hospital bed, I am reminded that I don't know about tomorrow. Every second slowed down, and I'm reminded to witness him breathe, to witness him say, I love you, to witness him take in the fragility of life as I do the same. When I held another's hands as their heart stopped beating, I am reminded flesh and blood can only go so far. When I blamed myself, I am reminded it's not my fight to win. When I screamed at you and cried, why me? When I banged my head against the steering wheel and drove without direction, I'm reminded it's in your hands. In Matthew 6 and Luke 12, Jesus said, look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God. And you count far more to him than birds. Walk into the fields and look at the wildflowers. They don't fuss with their appearance, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep yourself in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. God, when we look at the birds in the sky and wildflowers in the fields, or when we wait in another hospital room for another answer, would you remind us of how small and ephemeral we are? Would you remind us that you are so much bigger? In our happiest days, in our hardest, saddest, most tiring, most unimaginable days alike, would you remind us that you are for us? Would you remind us that we are loved, that we are accounted for? I pray that we would see your hands at work when we sit in awe of creation, but also in the depths of every heartache and tragedy. I pray where there's pain, there would be healing we can't anticipate. Where there's grief, there would be joy we can't explain. Where there's anguish, there would be peace that makes no sense. Where there's despair, there's hope beyond understanding. Where there's trauma, there would be breakthrough. Where all else fails, God, you never have. Would you remind us that you won't start now? Would you remind us of what you've spoken and what you've done? I pray we would not be held by our own reality, initiative, or provisions, but yours alone. And I thank you that yours is bigger and more beautiful than we can ever hold. It's all in your hands, God. Amen.